All right. Hey, everyone. It's me again. This is about something that is very raw, very fresh, very new, very prototypey, distributed real-time collaboration for Writer. So I'm just here presenting that. Actually, code has been hacked by Michael Stahl and Tibor. So I'm just talking about it. Although I had some ideas there, but the actual work was done by somebody else. Distributed real-time, what does it even mean? Let's start with a few definitions. Document collaboration. So this is not collaborating in a video call. This is actually a document that you want to work with more than one person on that. Distributed, which means not like Collabora Online with one copy and then like getting all the input into one copy, but more than one copy, 2, 3, 10, 20, in different places on different machines and in different instances in this world. So you need to kind of synchronize all those documents. And real time means like not just sending the document around by email and then everybody does that sequentially, but collaboratively, like in real time, like at the same time editing. So right, there's some history there. Of this in the, let's say, computer science community. There was some ad hoc things to do collaboration. That's this mother of all demos from Doug Engelbart, late 60s, which was the very, allegedly, at least to Wikipedia, the very first instance of some collaboration on some text document. Then in the early 2000s, there was the pre-web, if you will, area on Mac, mostly this Moon edit, Sub-Ether edit, which already did some sort of collaboration remote with different machines. Writely was another one. And then it started slowly with the Ajax JavaScript world, and then it really was taking off. So that was this Google Wave, Etherpad, CK editor, which started in the mid-2000s. And it was the first time that people actually started to look into that more conceptually. So there was this time of operational transformation, which was a formalized way to reason about what kind of algorithm do we need. Before that, it was mostly ad hoc, so someone just somehow implemented that and made it work. And there was a second wave, that's item 3, conflict-free replicated data types, which is, I think, one step further from operational transformation. The idea there is to do something where you do not have inherent conflicts. So the problem with operational transformation was that it was formalized, but it didn't solve the problem that if someone was 10 minutes offline and was editing something, and the rest was then editing in the same paragraph, there would be a conflict if this person would then come online again, and someone would need to resolve that conflict. And this CRDTs, which is this kind of newfangled thing, at least supposedly resolves that in a way that there's always a defined way that a conflict will be resolved. So for simple cases, there are no conflicts. although sometimes surprising behavior. So that is actually pretty wide spread now. It's all over the place. It's databases. The Nextcloud, if you've been using the Nextcloud editor, the Markdown editor is using that. ZipTap, Visual Studio Code, if you do a collaboration there, is using that. CodeMirror is using that. And there's a number of libraries, many of them for the web, YAS, AutoMerge, and that's 2010, 2011 and later, and there's plenty of papers and plenty of research there. So that's, let's say, the history and the background. What we thought we could do is run a little prototype and see whether that is actually feasible and doable. So we were asking an LNet, I'm happy to say that they approved that project and gave us a bit of funding there to implement a prototype for real-time collaboration. So we started small. So we said, let's use CRDTs because that's where most of the party is these days. and do it for writer, and do it for writer read-only document where people want to collaborate on the comments. So that's this use, very small use case, but I think not unrelevant. You get a contract, you get a, I don't know, there's some law enacted, that's like 20 pages of document, you want to review that, so you get like 20 people in the room and you go through the document and you want to comment that, so you highlight the things, oh this is a problem, or no this is fine, and ask Jack about that, so you go over that, and yeah, so that will be asked an LNET to fund. There's a project page there, and the first thing of course is that we need to have editable comments while the document is read-only. So that's what Tibor implemented, the patch is there. That's the comment from the Git commit. This is a prototype, obviously. And it creates a special mode that allows editing comments and adding new comments and deleting comments while the rest of the document is actually read-only, which is mostly, there's a bit of plumbing there, but it's mostly enabling that part of the UI, whether the rest is still disabled. So the slots there is enabled, and there's a little bit of tweaking there to make that still work. There's an environment variable you need to set to enable that, so yeah, very, very early days. The second one is actually, and that's the more involved bit here, hook an existing CRDT library into LibreOffice, and so we thought, let's start with Rust here, and the good thing is that that was actually the only option, so there was either JavaScript, and there's some auto-merge C++, but those were early days. The only thing that was really like mature enough, in our opinion, was the YRS library, which is Rust, and that's one of my secret plans a number of years to get to get some Rust, just to prototype a way to get Rust integrated into the build system, and then making that usable from LibreOffice. And so Michael did that. That's the commit, command YRS, work in progress. This was linked on Garrett. So that adds a shadow edit engine model, which mirrors what is in the edit engine, which is the text engine that powers the comments, which models mirrors what is in the edit engine text model into the CRDT data type, so that the CRDT can then sync that, and then we copy it out back into the edit engine. What's not working? Discovery and transport is mostly not working. Discovery means, I'm sitting here, and somebody else sits in Berlin. And so how can we collaborate? So we need some way to find each other. That is typically done by piggybacking on existing chat protocols. You already have a Signal or an XMPP or a Matrix chat or Teams or whatever. So you would say, okay, we meet in this channel and then let's collaborate on the document. So there would be a way then to have an existing encrypted peer-to-peer, or at least an existing way for two people or n people to talk to each other. There's peer-to-panda, which is quite interesting. They are building blocks for peer-to-peer apps. They're also having some project there with GNOME, possibly getting libraries into the GNOME stack. So there might be interesting things there, interesting projects to piggyback on. That's not done. So what we do currently is we just have local sockets. So that's one machine. It's obviously a demo. There's no very much practical use of that. But that needs doing. The other one is the improve the comments GUI for that particular use case. I think there's a problem with the slides. Let's go here. So the comments GUI is not really suitable for this, actually. So it is in Collabora Online, obviously, because you've seen that talk earlier from Pranam here. But for plain desktop LibreOffice, it's clearly not been made for this. Actually, there's more than one user on the same document. The other thing is having multi-user cursors, so being able to see where the other person has the attention. So that's quite useful then if you want to collaborate, if you can see Jack is over there, so let's not disturb him, and Bob is here with me, so we can chat about this thing, like, are you really reading what I'm reading, etc. And then this overlay with the usernames, pretty much the same experience that you get from Collabora Online. We push this all into the feature branch, so this is a kind of consolidated all these patches into one, if you're curious. But as I said, it's really quite prototype-y. So let's see a demo, if I can pull this off. Important is get this branch, build the branch, and then you need to set edit, comment, and read-only mode for both instances. And for one instance, you need to set this YRS accept, which is making the sockets listen here. So that's this guy. Let's see if that comes up. Yeah, so that comes up, but it's waiting. It's waiting for the other side of the demo, which is this one here. Right, and it does seem to work. So let's start here. So you watch the right side, which is the other side. So first thing is, I'm typing something. It works. Okay, so let's try the other side. Let's type something here, whether that works as well. Oops. Yeah, that works as well. So okay, let's go one step up. Let's make this bold. Let's be bold. And oh, actually no, this is the read-only side, which is, I think there's a bug in the, it should actually be, well, let's switch here. So the text and edit toolbar is not active here, but it's on this side. So let's go here, and let's make this bold, and let's make this italic, and let's make this underline. So you see that that's mirrored to the other side. Let's go over here, and let's do something like delete comment. Oh yeah, that also works. right. So basically, what works is text on both sides. What works is adding and deleting of comments. What works is basic formatting. You can't do that much formatting. It's not like a writer three-column layout that you can do in a comments. They can do basic things like change font size, bold, italic, that sort of thing. Alignment of the paragraph, you see this kind of, this is flush right, so let's make this flush left, and it's getting reflected there. So it's not just text, but basic formatting and layouting that works, and it's getting mirrored by the CRDT, but with a promise that if one side goes offline, it would still resolve if that comes online again. And if there's a conflict, usually there's a defined way to resolve that. For example, if somebody deletes a paragraph and the other side is typing in that paragraph, then the deletion would always win. That's a way that needs explaining, of course. But